neighborhood, your newsroom, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Let's start with more breaking news from Gauteng and investigations underway after a deadly mass shooting in Pretoria. At least 10 people were killed and more than 10 others injured at the Salisville Hostel in Atteridgeville last night. Circumstances surrounding the shooting aren't yet clear, but National Police say the injured are recovering in hospital. A manhunt is underway for the suspects. And President Cyril Ramaphosa has called the murder of a witness who testified at the Matlanga Commission an attempt to undermine the rule of law. Marius van der Merwe was shot dead in front of his wife outside his home in Brakpan last night. He recently testified as witness D at the commission into alleged corruption within the criminal justice system, where he implicated suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi in an apparent murder cover-up. Presidency spokesperson Vincent Magwenya.
Government will redouble its efforts to protect whistleblowers, including witnesses before the Matlanga Commission and the Commission itself, as they serve the nation with bravery in the face of criminal threats. President Ramaphosa urges law enforcement agencies to undertake a thorough investigation and to ensure that perpetrators face justice.
Staying in Gauteng, the Provincial Transport Department is calling on motorists to be more vigilant after at least 18 people died on the roads this week. Spokesperson Lesiba Mpia says current preliminary information indicates that pedestrian deaths remain the highest. He says the department will continue monitoring critical routes and issue updates as part of its festive season road safety campaign.
While law enforcement remains intensified across the province in high-risk areas, we urge all citizens to exercise responsible behavior, whether you are a driver or you are a walker. The MEC has also urged motorists to exercise caution and look out for pedestrians who remain the most vulnerable road users.
In other news, trade union COSATU is celebrating its 40th anniversary today with a rally at Dobsonville Stadium in Soweto. The federation launched at the height of apartheid on the 1st of December in 1985. It brought 33 trade unions and federations under one banner. COSATU spokesperson Zanele Sabela says the federation quickly became a force for liberation.
In 1990, through its workers' charter, COSATU ensured that workers' demands were fed into the deliberations about a new constitution for South Africa. In the democratic era, the Federation has played a decisive role in shaping our progressive labor laws, strengthening collective bargaining, and fighting for gender equality.
And further afield, fresh fighting in eastern DR Congo yesterday has forced hundreds to flee across the border into Rwanda. It comes a day after a peace deal was signed in Washington. Thursday's agreement was meant to stabilize the east, but has had little visible effect on the ground so far. Yesterday, fighters from the anti-government armed group M23 battled in South Kivu province with the Congolese army, backed by thousands of Burundian soldiers deployed alongside it. Both sides are fighting for control of the border town of Kamanyola, where the DRC, Rwanda and Burundi meet. Your top story this hour, investigations underway after 10 people, at least 10 people were killed in a shooting in Pretoria. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.